Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus is more. Jesus is more.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Jesus is more. Jesus is more.
Everybody wants a hero. Everybody needs a friend. A shoulder to lean on. Everybody needs a helping hand. Well, you ought to try Jesus. Said it's just a prayer away. See, he can make your burdens lighter. Turn your midnight in the day,
yeah.
He's so much more than a healer. When you're feeling kind of down, that is more than able. I don't want no healer. Turn your life around. With more, only Jesus,
and a miracle
to change my
life.
Don't you know He made me right? Now I can do all things.
Jesus,
I
love
you.
Whatever you may go through in life, you can make it if you try. Remember, the power's not in you, but it's all in Jesus Christ. He can fight your every battle. Oh Lord, He can win the fight. Just call Him when you need a friend. Be His all in through the night. Oh, there ain't no secret when my God
to Grace Nurtured. This is your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Grace Nurtured is a ministry of the Grace View Church of Christ located in Stone Mountain, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is the minister. On today, our words of encouragement will be presented by the Brother Patrick Medlock. His message for today is entitled, Grumblers, Beware. I don't know what you're doing, but please stop at this moment, find yourselves a quiet corner, and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Brother Medlock, you are on the air.
Thank you, Danielle, and I bring you greetings from the Spring Hill Road Church of Christ in Tallahassee, Florida, where it all comes together. Spiritually, and I'm hoping and praying that as you continue to go about your day, that you'll realize that today's singular goal is for you to bring glory and honor to God. Again, thank you, Danielle. Thank you, Brother Bradshaw, for the opportunity to make this platform, to speak on this platform. Thank you to every one of you for taking time out of your schedule early to be a part of not only the Blog Talk Radio broadcast that is over the phone and over the internet, but also those who are joining the Flammocast on Facebook Live. We thank you so much, and we thank God for you. I want to speak to the point that we have to be careful about the attitude that we have when we complain. And so that's why I decided to entitle this devotional, Grumblers Beware. If you go back to passages like Jude, and you look at Jude number 14, go there with me. Jude chapter 14. We'll see where the Bible is referencing a prophecy that Enoch, you know, the one that God took over in Genesis 5, who the Bible says in verse 14 is the seventh generation from Adam. The Bible talks about how that Enoch said in a prophecy that he made for that generation that was just before Noah. And of course, we know what ended up happening to Noah's generation. So Enoch ends up prophesying that, in essence, what happened to Noah's generation would occur when he said in the latter part of verse 14, as Jude quotes him, "Behold, the Lord came with many thousands of his holy ones to execute judgment upon all, and to convict all the ungodly of all their ungodly deeds, which they have done in an ungodly way, and of all the harsh things which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. These are grumblers," the New American Standard calls them, "finding fault, following after their own lust." That when we're grumbling, it could be viewed as by God as ungodly. It could be viewed by God as harsh. And it could be viewed by God as we not following after the Spirit, but following after our own lust. A brief survey of history may help us to better understand this concept. If you look at Numbers chapter 16, and you look at verses, roughly, I'm going to say verse 3, where you have Korah and Dathan and Abiram and his and their posse, dare I say, looking at Moses and saying, "You know what? God has brought us out. All of us are kings and priests. All of us are holy. So why do you exalt yourself above the assembly?" And it's amazing that Moses held his constitution. It fell a little bit, verse 4 says. His face fell. And to all the company, Korah and the like, he said, "Tomorrow morning the Lord will show who he is and who is holy, and will bring him near to himself, even the one whom he will choose. He will bring near to himself." And if you don't know this story, those that were associated with Korah and Dathan and Abiram end up being swallowed in the earth, and those that weren't associated with it were saved because God felt that their grumbling, their murmuring, their complaining was indeed ungodly, was indeed harsh, and was indeed following after their own lust as they were finding fault. Maybe your complaining doesn't do that. But let me give you another example of how and why we need to be careful about our grumbling and complaining. Look at 1 Samuel chapter 8. In this instance, you have the children of Israel who were not content with God's 15th and final judge, as it were, Samuel. And so they say in the latter part of verse 6 of chapter 8, give us a king to judge us so that we can be like the other nations. Then the Lord said, listen to the voice of the people in regard to all they say to you. For they have not rejected you, but they have rejected me from being king. Keep in mind that sometimes when we grumble and complain, God will decide to give the people what they want. Y'all remember that song back in the 70s, got to give the people. Give the people what they want. Sometimes you got to be careful what you ask for, because God may hear the grumbling. God may hear the complaining. God may know that it may be what you want, but not what you need. And God will give it to you anyway. And you will make your bed hard, as grandma used to say, versus trusting in the Lord with all thine heart and leaning not to your own understanding. Grumblers, beware. Because just a further example, as we conduct this brief survey of how complainers past have rued the day that they spoke in a complaining manner because they found themselves on the other side of God, there probably isn't a more poignant example than the example over in Matthew. When we start looking at verse 21, we have the famous instance where the chief priests and the elders had just persuaded the crowd, so the religious folk, the church folk, had persuaded the crowd to turn over or ask for a crook back from the governor over the Christ. I want you to think about the point, the depth of that. They were so out of straits in being disgruntled and discontented and complaining about what God said wanted God's will was, that they persuaded the crowd to take a crook over the Christ. In 21, the governor says to them, which of the two of you do you want, of these you want? Let me put this in perspective so that you can know just how bad Barabbas was, at least relatively speaking. I'm going to read it again, and I'm going to put a name in there, and I'm going to see whether or not it gets any reaction from you. Which of the two do you want me to release to you? And they said, Charles Manson over the Christ. That's just how out of sorts they were as grumblers, that they, even though Christ had done nothing but heal the sick, raise the dead, feed 4,000, feed 5,000, preach the gospel, have in one hand grace and the other hand the corrective truth that they need, they shouted out the more, even started to have a riot, saying, crucify him. What have you learned this morning? Well, number one, you got to be careful that if you grumble and complain against those that are doing the will of God or the will of God itself, that God might show you who he is. Number 16, you got to be careful. Because some people who grumble and complain may just get what they want. And then they will have made their bed hard and they'll have to lay in it. Because that's what happened in number 16. Give me in 1 Samuel 8. And as a result, they had years and years and years of kings who put tremendous hardship on them. Taxes, spiritually, were unruly and unrighteous and continue to guide them in the wrong direction. But give the people what they want when they're complaining is what some people would say. Then finally, you may be advocating for a crook over the Christ if you're not careful about your discontentment, about your grumbling, about your complaining. So just know that when you look at Scripture, finally, in Philippians chapter 2 and verse number 14, the Bible says, do all things without grumbling or disputing. Let's choose an attitude of gratitude instead. even in the midst of protest, let's make sure that we're continuing to leverage the Spirit of God. Father in heaven, I want to thank you for this day. I want to thank you for the many blessings that you've given us. And just help us to be everything that you would have us to be. Help us to do everything that you would have us to do. And be with our sick. Be with our children as they're going back to school in many places. Be with our nurses, doctors, and frontline workers, and our law enforcement officers, our preachers, our health experts. Be with the media. Be with Donald Trump. Be with Joe Biden. Be with those that are working to support them as they go forward, that they may be guided in ways that would see you would be fit. Be with our governors. Be with our mayors. Be with our city councils and other legislative bodies. Just continue to be with us during this very, very difficult and challenging time. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.